أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا، قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. At this point, Ulama have written one very valuable point with regard to the ayat that we are reading, that it is only this ummah that is called Muslims. And so many different places where Allah Ta'ala referred to Islam and to accept, to become Muslims. Where Allah Ta'ala said, for example, Aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. That, Ibrahim alayhi salam, become a Muslim, surrender to Allah Ta'ala, he said, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. And where Yaqub alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam made wasiyah, the last parting advices they gave to their children, they said, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That do not die but in this case, in the state that you are Muslims. And many other ayat here also, وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ. Oh Allah, make us Muslims for you. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. And from our progeny also those that will be Muslims. All who followed Islam from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till today, they are all Muslims who followed correctly the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But they were not called Muslims. Their name was not Muslim. They did follow, they were Muslims, they followed Islam. That is to surrender to Allah all who believed and practiced correctly right from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, the Christians, they were not called Muslims, they are called Christians. Isai, Nasara. The Jews are not called Muslims. Those who practice properly were Muslims. But they were not called Muslims, they were called Yehudi. They were called Jews. And they followed the religion of Judaism. Similarly, we find that at a later stage, for us, the Ummah also, many people in the world who were ignorant of what Islam is, the Orientalists, the people in the West, till not so very long ago, they called us Mohammedans. And they called that we are following the religion, we are Mohammedism, and that we are Mohammedans. But alhamdulillah, by the efforts of the ulama of those times, they corrected this, and now nobody refers to Muslims as Mohammedans or that they were following Mohammedism. But they also call us Muslims, and they also refer to our religion as Islam. And this was from the start, Allah Ta'ala had meant this. Millata abikum Ibrahim, the way of your forefather Ibrahim, who was sammakum al-muslimin. He named you and he called you Muslims. So this title, Muslim, is a very great and honorable title also. And Allah has kept it exclusive for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The others were also Muslims, but their title, their name was not Muslim. Their religion was also Islam. They surrendered and they believed in Allah, but their religion was not called Islam. This Allah Ta'ala is kept exclusive for this ummah. An example of that is, like a king has got many slaves, and they've got all the different names, but one slave's name is slave. He is a slave and his name is also slave. So that is, he's reminded all the time, I'm the slave of the king. Or like all of us, we are servants of Allah. We are bandas, we are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. But those whose name is Abdullah, or any name of Abd with the name of Allah Ta'ala, that is even more greater, because they all of us are Abdullah. We are all the servants and the slaves of Allah. But whose name is Abdullah, that person is even more fortunate. And he should think even more all the time that I am the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Consequently, it comes in the hadith, إِنَّا أَحَبَّ الْأَسْمَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The most beloved names to Allah Ta'ala are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. So these are the names which Allah Ta'ala loves also. So that person is Ism Ba Musamma. His name is what he is. like we are all, our name is, for example, Yunus, Ahmad, Farooq, whatever it our names are. But that person whose name is Abdullah, Yunus is Abdullah, even Ismail is Abdullah. But who is Abdullah? He's both. He's the name also, and he is Abdullah also. So that is a very great honor. And it is for us as Muslims to appreciate this very, very greatly. That Allah, in His infinite mercy, in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kept the name of this ummah, Islam, the name of our deen, Islam, and kept our name, the followers of this Islam, kept our name Muslims. We are not Muhammadans. We don't follow Muhammadism, but we are Muslims and we follow Islam. So we should try and live up to this. We should be always be thankful to Allah Ta'ala, and that we live in a state of surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. We should not follow the way of the West, the way of Christians, the way of Jews. What a great honor Allah has given us. And we should appreciate this by living up to that. Our dressing should be according to Islam. Our lifestyle should be according to Islam. There is no room for the kuffar sports in our life, for the kuffar lifestyle, their holidays, their types of holidays, anything, our homes, our gardens, everything must be according to Islam and not according to the West. We are distinguished people whom Allah has given the greatest attribute surrendering to Allah, and kept our name that we are those who surrender to Allah Ta'ala. So we should be reminded of this all the time and live our lives properly according to this great honor which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah Ta'ala give us this realization, realize this great honor Allah has given us, and live up to it also, and transmit this to our children also, that they also realize it, they also live as Muslims, and finally that we die as Muslims also. Usually when we'll talk about this and we say that Allah give maut on Iman, then automatically Ameen comes out from everyone's mouth. But it's not just a matter of dying as Islam, but we must live as Muslims also. تموتون كما تحيون. Our mort will come how we lived in our lives. And we will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, how our mort came. So we should live as Muslims, then inshallah we die as Muslims, we will be raised up as Muslims. The most honorable people whose religion was Islam and who were Muslims, and they surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has given us this great distinction. Also at the same time, we should be very aware, in a very subtle way, this effort is continuously being made by the Jews of the Abrahamic creed and the Abrahamic accord, that they want to try and establish that they are the right people, the Jews, and that we all have to follow that way of life. In a different angle, they are making an effort on mankind, all of mankind, that we all will be united and there will be peace in the world if we all follow the Abrahamic creed. But actually it is not an Abrahamic creed, it is the creed of the Jews which they want us to follow. So from that point also we should realize we are Muslims and we are a different people. We are distinguished, Allah has most highly honored us, and we should try and live up to that honor which Allah has given us.